Shalom Rabosai, today's daf is Erev and daf Lamed Vav. We are here at the bottom of Lamed Hey Amud Beis. We are discussing Rabbi Meir's Shita. On yesterday's daf, on Lamed Hey Amud Aleph, we introduced the question of whether the Erev is good, if there's a suffix as to whether the Erev is good, whether the Erev is still existent, meaning whether the Erev was good when Bein HaShemashos hit, right? We discussed earlier in the parak that the Eruv needs to be chal, needs to be extant at Bein HaShemashos when Shabbos comes in. That's when we judge whether the Eruv is good or not. So now, like, you show up and the Eruv is no good, but we're not sure whether it was messed up, right? Either it was lost or rolled out outside of the Tchum or a pile of rocks or whatever fell on it. So, but you don't know when this happened. It became Tameh. We don't know when this happened. So if it's a suffix, we said in the Mishnah, Lamed Hey Amud Aleph, that Rabbi Meir is Machmir, and Rabbi Yossi is Mekel, meaning that it's still good, and Rabbi Meir holds that it is not good. And we had discussed on Lamed Hey Amud Beis, and we pointed out that Rabbi Meir holds that Tchum is Doraisa, so therefore, suffix Doraisa, Lo Chumra. So now, we're going to discuss that a little further, right? We had asked, how do you know, maybe Rabbi Meir holds it's Darabanan, so the Gemara had said, no, his Rebbeim held it as Darabanan, but Rabbi Meir himself holds it's Doraisa. Okay, so let's just see if I do here. We are, let's see, where is that? Virami Rabbi Meir. So we are like 10 lines up. Virami Deoraisa Adoraisa Rabbi Meir. Right, and we have a stira in different Deoraisa cases, according to Rabbi Meir. Again, in the case of an Eruv, which by Eruv Tchumim, we're saying that Rabbi Meir holds, that it is din d'oraisa, therefore he is lochum. But if you have another case, the Tznai, we learned in the Mishnah, noga be'echad balayla ve'inu yodea im chai im meis, ulumacha hishkim umutza o meis. A person, rachman al-tzlan, a person is sleeping outside. Again, it has to be outside because otherwise you have ohel tuma issues, meaning he'd definitely be tamei. But basically, they're sleeping outside, let's say in a campsite somewhere, and you know you touch somebody at night where you're sleeping next to a couple of people. You know you touch somebody at night, but you have no idea when you touched them, if that person was alive or dead. And Rachman al-Tzlan, in the morning you find out that the person is dead. Right? You touch somebody, and you don't know whether when you touched him, either he's alive or dead. So now you have no idea whether you're tamei or not. Tumas meis is daraisa. So what's the din? So we hear the Rabbi Meir is mitaher, v'chachamim mitamin. Rabbi Meir says you're tahor, and the chachamim say you're tamei. Hashakol hatumos kishas mitziotan. According to the chachamim, that all the tumas are like we judge them based on when you find out about them. So since you wake up in the morning and you find the guy is nifter, rachman al-tzlan. So the Chachamim say that the guy's dead now, so it must be that when you touched him, he is dead. But according to Rabbi Meir, we're going to apply a chazakah. Rabbi Meir metaher, if you look at Rashi over here, Rabbi Meir metaher, damar okme acheske, achazake, acheskia, how do you pronounce it? I'm not sure, whenever you have this mention. Either way, we're going to establish him based on the chazakah. What was this person's chazakah? Etmol chai hoya. Yesterday, this person was alive. So Amla b'sfeika d'oraisa v'ike chazaka l'kula azal Rabbi Meir basar chazaka. What's the case over here? You have a suffix. We have a chazaka. I mean, a chazaka is a pre-established status. And the person was alive yesterday, so we're going to rely on the status that he was alive yesterday. Rely on the chazaka, and we will say that you are tahor. So why not over here by the eruv? Right? Again, by the eruv, we would assume that there was a chazaka that the food was fine, right, when you put it down. So why don't we just establish and assume that the food was fine when Shabbos came in and the Erev should be good? So Gemara says, Am Rabbi Yirmiyah, Mishnah Seinu, Shahaya Ale Asheretz Kol Ben Hashmashos. Because the Mishnah is a case where Rabbi Meir said, we are machmir by an Erev to say that, for example, the Truma is Tamei. So the case is that there was a sheretz, a tamei thing, a tamei bug, on the truma in the entirety of Bein HaShemashos. So then, for sure, right, it was tamei. It was for sure tamei the Eruv was taking effect, so then you can't apply a chazaka, and it's no good. So it says, Ihachi, Rabbi Yossi, Safik Eruv Kasher. So what's the other side to say that it's kasher? Right? We said in the Mishnah that by Safik, it's Machogas or Rabbi Yossi, whether it's good or not. So if you're telling me there's a sheretz on the truma that you're trying to use as the Eruv, the entire Ben Hashmashos, how in the world would Rabbi Yossi say that it's tahor? Well, obviously it's tummy. So Rabbi Rav Yosef, Demar Teravahu, Ha'acha b'shtei kitei eidim askina. No, what's the case over here? We have two sets of witnesses. Achas omeres mivu yom mitma, v'achas omeres mishecha sheicha. And they contradict each other. One of them says it became tummy during the day. One of them says, meaning, and therefore the Eruv is no good because it was already tummy at Ben Hashmashos. One of them says it became tummy at night. And therefore, the Eruv is fine. So in that case, that's where Rabbi Meir will hold, that we're not going to rely on the Chazakah, because you have two contradicting sets of Edim, so we don't rely on the Chazakah, so we're going to be Machmir. But by the case of the mace, so you can rely on the Chazakah, that he was alive when the guy went to sleep, and when you touched him, we're going to assume he was alive, and therefore, we're going to keep make the other guy Tahor. Rava, my Rava says, no. Hasam tre chazke lakula v'hacha chada chazaka lakula. What is that? So, meaning, in the case of the mace, we have two chazakos lakula, meaning, you don't only have the chazaka that the guy was alive and went to sleep, you have the chazaka that the person in question was tahor. Right here, but what's the only chazaka you have here is that the Eruv was fine. What's the other chazaka you're going to add? You can't add anything. There's no other factor. So when you have two chazakos, pre-established conditions, and they both lean lehakel, to be makel, so then Rabbi Meir is going to say that it would be makel. But by the case when you only have one chazaka, so then that's not enough to be makel, and we're going to go lechomra. Okay, fine, but still, the Gemara points out that Kasha Rabbi Yossi, the Rabbi Yossi, right? Again, Rabbi Yossi, by the case of our Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi is Megill, and it says that it's a good Erev, but which Rabbi Yossi are we talking about here? By the case of the mikvah, right, he said that it's not going to be a good, what's it called? The case of the mikvah yesterday was, just trying to find it, right, three lines down on Lamed Hayim and Beis. Tamei Sheyard Litvol, Sofik Tavol, Sofik Lo Tavol, right? If you have a Sofik, etc., etc., etc. Where is Rabbi Yossi Shita? Right, so if you look at it's already smack in the middle of the daf, but Rabbi Yossi Mitamei. Rabbi Yossi says, you're going to be Tamei. So by our case, by the Eruv, so then it's going to be Tor. So what's the difference between those cases? Amrav Huna Bar Chinana, Shiny Tumah Hol V'Ishla Iker Mina Torah. Tumah is different than Eruv. Than Erev Tchumim, because that has a Iker Min HaTorah. It's based in Dinim De'oraisa. In Okanami, the Din, in terms of the Safek Tvila, is Tumah Midrabanan, as we mentioned yesterday. But still, that's based on Dinim Tumah De'oraisa, whereas Erev Tchumim is totally Derabanan. So Gemara says, one second. Shabbos Nami De'oraisa hi. What in what realm of halacha is Erev Tchumim relevant? By Shabbos. Shabbos is Daraisa. So Gemara says, "Ksav Rabbi Yossi Tchumim Derabanan." So Rabbi Yossi held that Tchumim are Derabanan. Apparently, irrespective of the Malachos Shabbos, Rashi explains that the Malachos Shabbos and the restriction on Tchumim are totally separate. Malachos on Shabbos are, as we pointed out last Masefta, are creative actions that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us to rest from, so that we remind ourselves who is really responsible for all the creative activity in the world. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Excuse me. But what's walking more than 2,000 amos is totally not relevant. So Korn Rabbi Yossi, that's purely a rabbinic creation, whereas the Derabanan Tumah has basis in Dinim Del Raisa. If I'm not mistaken, there is, I forget if it's a Yerushalmi or, let's put it this way, there is a concept that even if a Tchum of 2,000 Amos is Derabanan, there's another Tchum, a much bigger Tchum of Yudbe's Mil, which is a lot more than that, and that's for sure Del Raisa, at least according to whoever brings it down. I forget if it's a Gemara somewhere else in the Bavli or in the Yerushalmi. But if that's true, so then this is a hard Gemara, because, you know, it should be the same exact thing. It should be that, you know, you have a tchum of 2,000 amos, that's derabanan, based on, or sort of coming from, the tchum of 12 mil, that's deraisa. That's the same thing by tumah. Right? You have derabanan tumah coming from deraisa tumah. That should be the same thing, right? Mistama, if you hold like that, I guess this Gemara would be against that that idea. Okay, either way, fine. Ibrei same, another answer. Maybe Rabbi Yossi could say that tchumim is deraisa. But what's the difference between Tumim and this case of a Safek Tumah? Hadidei, Hadirabe. Simply just the same way we answered, if I'm not mistaken, yesterday with Rabbi Meir towards the end of the daf. And then Dekanami, and that makes a lot of sense, Dekatani, because what does it say in our Mishnah? Right? It says the last line of our Mishnah is Am Rabbi Yossi of Tulmus Hayid Mishum Chamishus Ganim Shusafek Erev Kasher. Right? Rabbi Yossi was quoting of Tulmus. So, so you see that he was just talking about his Rebbe's Shita, but he himself holds that you should be Machmir, i.e., according to this answer, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Meir are in agreement that the Erev is going to be no good. Okay, a third answer, sorry. Rav Amar Rava says, how many times Rabbi Yossi, what's the reason, what's Rabbi Yossi's reason by the mikvah? Because hame tame al cheskaso veim alo tava. Because we're going to use the concept of chazaka, again, the original established situation, that if a person goes to a mikvah, he's not sure if he goes in, if it was good tvila, so we leave him in his original state. Well, his original state was tama. And that's why we're going to leave him tame. So Gemara says, one second. Adrava, you have a competing chazaka there, because hemed mikvah cheskaso veim alo chaser. Why don't we say that the mikvah had a chazaka of being kosher? Why should we rely on the chazaka that the guy was tame? Why don't we instead rely on the chazaka that the mikvah was tahor, right, or was full, was big enough, or whatever? So the Gemara says, you're right, but mikvah delo nimdad. The case is, the mikvah was never measured. So there is no chazaka by the mikvah. Okay, so the chazaka that you're left with is that the guy was originally tame, and that's why Rabbi Yossi holds lechumra. But by the case of Eruv, so then he will be mekel and say that the suffix Eruv is fine. Okay. Tani will end the Braisa. Ketzad Amar Rabbi Yossi Safek Erev Kasher. Where did Rabbi Yossi say that a Safek Erev is good? That's Erev Betruma. That's if we're talking, again, we're talking about a case where the Erev is Truma. Safek Miba'od Yom Nitmeis, Safek Mishachashecha Nitmeis. And we're not sure whether it became Tameh before Banish mashos or after. And so too, if he used not truma, but he used, well, truma can be fruit and produce also, but if he used produce that is, Rashi says, that is tevel, safek mibod yom nitkanu, and safek mishachashicha nitkanu. And when was, again, tevel you can't eat, you can't use for an eruv, but there's a safek as to when trumas and maasers were taken, and therefore the food became mutter to eat. It's a safek whether that happened before Benish mashos or after. Agav, it's not mutter to take shumas and maestros on Shabbos, but if you do, so then the food becomes edible, that you're allowed to eat it. So, it's a suffix. It's a aval eruv betruma, but if he made it, but in both those cases, Rabbi Yossi is going to say that a suffix eruv, zehu suffix eruv kosher. That's a suffix eruv that is kosher. Aval eruv betruma, but let's say you made the eruv with truma, and suffix Torah, suffix Tamea. But it was originally, there was a suffix as to whether it was tahor or tameh. V'chem b'peiro, suffix nitzkenu, suffix lo nitzkenu. Right? Or, and say, similarly, if you had regular tevel and you don't know whether it was fixed, i.e. whether they took trumas and maestros, so then, ein ze suffix eruv kosher, then it's not going to be good. Because at no point, again, if you're telling me that you need to rely on the original chazaka, the original status of the food, right, there is no point at whether you were positive that this food, that the truma or the peros was ready to roll, was going to be able to be used as an eruv. So the So the Gemara says, "Maishna truma de amar hamed truma cheskasa veima tahori peros name hamed tevel cheskasa veima lanitzkanim." Right, one second. In the first case, right, Rebbe said if you had truma, Right? And you don't know whether it became tame before or after, so then it's fine. And so too, if you had tevel, you don't know whether it was fixed, it was nitkin, it was taken trumas and maasers before or after, then it's going to be fine. So the Gemara says, one second. If you're relying on chazaka to tell me what the halacha is, right, the original status of this item, so truma is initially tahor, so therefore it's fine. Tevel is originally tevel, and therefore it's not fine. Why does Rabbi Yossi say that? That's mutter straight away. So the Gemara says, okay, fine. Lo tema safek mi bor yom nidkenu, ela ema safek mi bor yom nidmu, safek mish chashecha nidmu. So the Gemara changes the second case of that Rabbi Yossi says it is mutter, and the case is like this. Nidmu refers to a case when you have truma that gets mixed up with tevel. It gets mixed up with tevel. So you have truma, in both cases you have truma, but then it got mixed with tevel. You're not sure when it got mixed, meaning that it was okay. It was okay originally. Maybe it's tevel that, I'm not sure, let's see Rashi here. Usually the Mishnayos and usually refers to truma that got mixed up in tevel, but I'm not sure if it's Rashi. Okay, yeah, second white line. If you look at nidmu, okay, so the case is like this: that chulin havu meikara metukanin. Right, you had fixed produce, meaning produce that was that you took trumas from Isis, it was mutter to eat. V'nafal behen truma, and then truma fell in v'nidmu, and it became mixed up together. V'aitana savla kesukos damar ein ma'arvin liyisrael b'truma. And okay, right. Meaning we're not sure if it happened mibod yom before Shabbos or after Shabbos. So even though kohanim could technically eat it, it would not be good if it became fell in together. Or Rashi says another possibility to understand is that it fell tevel fell into it. That's not even good for a kohen. Okay, either way, so the both cases are the same. Meaning that originally either you had truma and you're not sure whether it got messed up or not, and in the other cases originally you had fixed or ready to eat produce that was already you took trumas and maasers, and then either it got mixed with truma or it got mixed with tevel, depending on who you hold like. In terms of Gemara that is let's see here. All right, depending on who you hold like in the Gemara on Chavav, whether you can use truma for a Yisrael or not, but for an Erev. Okay. Fine. Let's go back there. Bar Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak Merav Huna. Let's say you have two pieces of bread, two loaves of bread. One, the truma, Rashi says, one of them is tame, and one of them is tahor. The amar, and he says, ervuli b'tahora b'chol makom shehi. He tells his shliach, make an eruv for me with a tahor one wherever it is. The Gemara says ma'u. I mean, he puts both loaves of bread down, and he says the tahor one is my eruv. So the Gemara says, "Ma, does that work?" So Tiboy the Rebbe Meir, Tiboy the Rebbe Yossi. You can ask the question both ways. Again, according to Rebbe Meir, says a suffix eruv is no good. According to Rebbe Yossi, he says a suffix eruv is good. So Tiboy the Rebbe Meir, you can ask the question on Rebbe Meir because maybe I'd kind of look on Rebbe Meir Hasam the Leket Tahora. Maybe Rebbe Meir says that the eruv is no good because the food is for sure tameh. But hacha ki ika tahora. Here you have something that is definitely tahor. You're just not sure which one, right? The case in the Mishnah is that we're not sure when it became tame. So you have something that's definitely tame, right? You found that it's tame on Shabbos. You just don't know when it became tame. Here you have something that's definitely tahor. You're just not sure which bread is your erev. Odama, or maybe I feel the Rabbi Yossi lokomar hasam, right? Dim isa dehi tahora yadala. Right, but why does Rabbi Yossi say that Safek Erev is good? Because you know if it's Tahor, then you know that it's Tahor. Then you know which we're talking about. But over here, right, you have no idea which one, which loaf of bread is Tahor and what is Tameh. Right, again, Rabbi Yossi is only going to say it's mutter, right? Because if it's the stuff we're ma'amid on the chazaka, so we assume that this piece that's right in front of you is tahor. But if you have no idea which one it is, so maybe Rabbi Yossi would say that it's no good. So Amar Lei, so Rav Huna said back to Shmuel Bar Rav Yitzchak, Ben Rabbi Yossi Ben Rabbi Meir, Binan Suda Haruyim Vodyom Veleka. Right? Either way, they're both going to hold that this is no good because you need to be able to eat the food on Friday, and since you don't know which Truma is the Tahor one, which loaf of bread is the Tahor Truma one, so you can't even eat it before Shabbos. So therefore, it's going to be no good according to both of them. Okay, but another case. Let's say a person says, this loaf of bread is going to be is normal today, is schulin, is edible today, but tomorrow, i.e. Shabbos, as soon as Shabbos hits, it's going to become kachim. It's going to be kachim, and we said, no, that's already, we mentioned things that are makdish to the Beis HaMikdash, right? That's not, we're not going to be able to use it as an eruv. So as soon as Shabbos hits, you're basically making the item unusable as an eruv. So how does that work? V'amar, and he says, eruv li bazan, and he says, let's use this as an eruv. Mao, how does that work? Is that what is that fine? Amar lei, so Rav Nachman said back to him, so eruv it does work. Let's say Hayom Kadosh Malchur Chol. Let's say today the food is kachim, but tomorrow he's going to redeem it and it's going to be chulin and he can eat it. I.e., tomorrow meaning when Shabbos hits, then it's going to be fine. Amar eruv li bazeh mao. And if he says, let's make this my eruv, does that work? So Amar lei in eruv eruv. So Rav Nachman said in that case when it went from Kodesh to Chol. So that's no good. So Gemara says, Maishna, what's the difference? So Amar lei, l'chitecho alei, kora demalcha. Rav Nachman said, first of all, get me a core of salt. In the stomach, he wanted Rava to do some shimush. And to be mishamishim, right? To be mishamish tamach chokom. But either way, he told him, Hayom chol machar kodesh, when the bread is able to be eaten on Friday and on Shabbos, it becomes kachim. So why is that good? Because misfecha lo nachto le kedusha. Because the kedusha is not going to come misafik. Right? Again, bein shmash is a safik, whether it's Shabbos or not. So the kedusha is not going to be chal until bein shmash is over. Right? And therefore, when the eruv comes in, right, again, at the beginning, well, we'll see in a second, but at the beginning of Bein HaShemashos, so when the eruv is chal, so then it's still edible. But Hayom Kadosh Malchur Chol, if you tell me that the bread is kodshim on Friday, and then on Shabbos, it immediately becomes chulin, so then Misveka Lo Pako Le Kedusha Seh Mineis. Well, then, obviously, the opposite of what we just said. We're not going to lose Kedusha of the bread when you have a suffix, meaning when Bein HaShemashos is a suffix, whether it's Shabbos or it's Friday, so we're not going to get rid of its original status, so therefore if it was originally able to be eaten, then it's good as an eruv, and if it was originally kachim, then it's not good. Okay, Tanan Hasim within the Mishnah, Lagin Tvul Yom, let's say you have a jug or a pitcher, that's a Tvul Yom, meaning it's Tameh, and it went, it was dipped in a mikvah, right? Not only people, but also Kalim can be a Tvul Yom. And we're waiting for sundown, and it's Friday, and you have a pitcher that has been to the mikvah, and is just waiting for sundown to be tahor. Shemilo min achavis shemayser tevel. And you filled it with from a barrel, some a barrel of wine, I assume, usually a barrel of wine. You filled this pitcher or jug from the barrel of meiser tevel, meaning Meiser, after a Levi gets Meiser Rishon, he still has to give Trumas Meiser before he can eat it. He has to give Truma to the Kohen. Right? Not only Yisrael gives Truma, but Levi also gives Trumas Meiser. So if it's Meiser Tevel, that's not a contradiction. That's Meiser, that's given to the Levi, but this still has not taken Trumas Meiser. V'almar, the Levi says, Reza Trumas Meiser the Keshek Techshach. He says, this pitcher, the wine in here, is going to be Trumas Meiser after nightfall. Right, as soon as Shabbos hits, meaning as soon as the Tvul Yom status is gone. So, right, again, and therefore it won't be Metame the Truma, right? There won't be Metame the Truma that's inside of it. So, Dvarav Kayam, so that works. Meaning that works, everything works out as he said. But if he says, let this wine be an Erev, so then Lomar Klum, That's no good because, again, it was still Tevel, it was still Meiser Tevel at Beta Shemashas. Rama, Rava, Rava says, Zos Amarasis, which we mentioned a second earlier, Sof Hayom Kona Eruv, the end of the day, meaning at the beginning, at the very beginning of Beta Shemashas, it's a funny phrase, funny way of saying it, but the end of the day, meaning the very beginning of Beta Shemashas, right, if you're looking at if you're trying to depict how the calendar day goes, so let's say the day ends. Bein Hashmashos is however long Bein Hashmashos is. That's right. We had a discussion earlier in this stuff when we cycle. However long Bein Hashmashos is, I think Masechta Shabbos, if I'm not mistaken. I forget already. Terrible that I forget. Got to do Chazara. Either way, Bein Hashmashos is however long it is, and then Shabbos starts. So when you say the phrase "the end of the day," that's the beginning of Bein Hashmashos. So Sof Hayom Kona Eruv. You see that the end of the day is when the Eruv kicks in. And we've been saying this for a while already, but this is the Gemara that says it again, because since the Truma is only going to be taken when Shabbos starts. So at the beginning of Bein Hashmashos, Shabbos hasn't started yet. So therefore, the wine is still tevel, and therefore the eruv is no good. Because if you would have thought Tchilas Hayom Kona Eruv, if you would have thought that the eruv takes effect at the end of Bein Hashmashos, i.e., at the beginning, but when Shabbos comes in, so Amar Eruv Li Bazeh, Milo Amar Klom. Right? Why is it no good? Right, because the moment Shabbos hits and the moment the Eruv takes place, right, the Trumas Meiser is separated and the food is not Tevel. So the Meiser, it must be that it comes in, the Eruv takes effect at the beginning of Bein Hashmashos, not the end. Amar Rav Papa says, no, I feel Tchilas Hayom Kona Eruv. You could even say that the end of Bein Hashmashos, the beginning of Shabbos, is the Eruv, because being in Suda Ruim Mibodium Malaka, right? The same cloud that we had before, that you need to be able to eat this item on Eruv Shabbos for the Eruv to be good. And since that was still Meiser Tevel when Bein Hashmashos hit, when Friday ended, so then the Eruv is no good. Okay. Now, this Mishnah, we're not going to do, let's see. This Mishnah talks about the concept or the idea called Breira. Now, I remember when I was in Kollel learning Hilchos Avelus. Probably was in my first year Smicha or whatever. I remember we learned the concept of Breira. I'm not sure exactly what the context was in Hilchos Avelus, but I remember learning about Breira, and my chavrus was screaming at me that it was pathetic that a Smicha student did not know what Breira is. So, Breira is, now that I finished with that embarrassment, Breira is the following concept, that sometimes you don't know what you're going to do in a certain scenario, and we will say that a decision later on will impact and dictate what a person's original mindset was. For example, as the Mishnah will say, if you are not sure in which direction you want to go for your Eruv Tchumen, right? You want to go either east or west. So the Mishnah is going to suggest that you can set up two of them on Eruv Shabbos, and when you decide in which direction to go to, we can say Breira, that retroactively your intent was to set up the Eruv towards the, I don't know, eastern side of the city. Okay? So let's see the Mishnah. That's the concept in a nutshell of Breira. So there's the Mishnah. Masna Adam al Eruvo Omer. A person can make a condition, a tznai, with his Eruv and say like this. Impo nachar mina mizrach. If the goyim, I guess there was some sort of threat of goyim coming from the east, so then Eruv lamarav. Then my Eruv is in the west. Mina marav. If the goyim come from the west, so then Eruv lamizrach. Then my Eruv is in the east. Meaning, obviously, he needs to set up two of them. Right? He can't just be like, oh, magic, poof, Eruv. Okay, yeah? In both, the kind of Lakana, if they come from both directions, so then the Makom She'erza Eruv, the Eilech, and I can go wherever I want. Meaning, when he chooses a direction, that's where the Eruv is, we'll say Breira, and that's what his real Eruv is. Lobo, but if they don't come, as Lakana, if they don't come from either direction, so then Harini Kivne Iri, then I want my Shvisa to take place. Right, in my city, right, meaning from my house. Okay, that's in a bit of a more positive note. In Bach Chacham in a Mizrach, let's say Tam Chacham, I want to go here, Shir. So he comes from the east, so then Eruv Li the Mizrach, then my Eruv is in the east. Min HaMayruv, From the west, so then you refer the Maariv, then maybe it's in the okay, it's in the west. But the kind of the kind, if you have two Talmid Chachamim, so then the Makam Sheetz Eilech, same idea, wherever I want to go, that's going to be my Eiriv. Lolakan, but Lolakan, if nobody comes, so then Hareini Kivnei Iri, same thing, if I'm going to I'm going to dwell and use the Eiriv from my city, meaning my house will be my Shvisa. Rabbi Yehuda says, Maya Echad Mehen Rabo, if one of them was his Rebbe, meaning if two teachers came, so then, Holecha Eitzel Rabo, he has to go see his Rebbe, meaning you cannot go in the other direction to see the other Rav. Mahir Shneim Rabo, so, but if you had two Rebbeim, and both of them were your Rebbe, so then, L'makom Shir Tz'elech, you can go in either direction. Okay, so says the Gemara, Ki Aser Rav Yitzchak, when Rav Yitzchak came, meaning to Bavel, Tani Ipcha Kulam Asnisen, he taught the entire Mishnah in reverse. Meaning, by the case of the Goyim, he said the Erev one, the good Erev was the one that went in the direction of the Goyim, and by the Talmud Chacham, the good Eruv was the one that was in the opposite direction of the Talmud Chacham, of the Rav. So the Gemara says, Kashin Nachem Nachem, Kashin Chacham Chacham. Right, so obviously that's a steer with our Mishnah. So Nachem Nachem Lo Kasha, so I, there's no problem, we can resolve that, because Ha, Bifar Ha Gabna, right, our Mishnah is talking about Goyim who are collecting taxes, meaning illegally, right? Not obviously, you have to pay taxes, right? That's a din. But in talking about like unfair taxes, right? Exorbitant, etc. As unfortunately, history shows that there were many of those. So that's a case where you can run away. Vahava Mari Damaso, that's the other case where you can go towards them, is normal people, officials from the city. That you want to meet and speak with and whatever. Chacham Chacham Lokasha. There's also no stereo between the Chachamim. Ha b'mosav pirkei ha v'mikri shma. The case where you can go towards him is Tam Chacham was going to give a shir. We want to give the shir. The other case where you're going to go away from him is a Tam Chacham who comes at ikri shma that teaches kids right how to say kriya shma. Why would you want to run away from that? So, Mistama, not that you want to run away per se, but you're going to go from the other direction. If you're going to go in the other direction, because what's the pshat over here? Okay, I'm not sure. I'm not sure why you would necessarily want to go in the opposite direction of a Rav who's coming to teach kids how to say Kriya Shma. It could be that you don't need such a Rav, or maybe you have an option, and you can go to the other direction would be a Rebbe giving a shir, and this direction the Rebbe is just teaching Kriya Shma, which obviously you don't need to do. Okay, I'm not sure 100%. Okay, but then might as well go weiter tomorrow, Rebbe will say. Okay, yeah, we're going to go weiter tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.